Anthracosuchus balrogus was unearthed from the same layer of rock as Titanoboa in the Cerrejón coal mine of northern Colombia. The species is named for a ferocious fictional creature, the Balrog, that appeared in Tolkien's novel, The Lord of the Rings. And that creature lived deep in the mines of Moria in Middle-earth. So the allusion is to the fact that we dug up the fossils of Anthracosuchus balrogus from down in the very depths of a very deep coal mine. That coal mine actually is a very interesting place to work because not only do we find these incredible fossils, but the conditions are a little bit surreal in the sense that because it's so hot in the tropics and because the coal seams themselves are so thick that they're every once in a while spontaneously combusting. So the coals are burning and there's quite a bit of sulfur in the coals, so they have a very sulfuric smell. And so you'll see flames and smoke and smell sulfur sort of belching out of these pits as you're crawling around looking for fossils. So it's not hard to imagine sort of a Middle Earth kind of scenario while you're collecting those fossils. Anthracosuchus shows us all kinds of things with regards to what was alive during the time of Titanoboa. Anthracosuchus is also a large predator like Titanoboa, certainly not the apex predator of that ecosystem. Only that large snake occupies that title, I think. But it was nevertheless a large predator at around 16 feet and would have weighed maybe around 900 pounds. It has a very boxy skull, which shows us that it was probably eating hard objects, probably not as focused on fish as we see with the other crocodiles at Cerrejón. And based on the bite marks that we see on the large side neck turtles from the Cerrejón coal mine, we think that this animal in part would have preyed on the turtles that we find in the coal mine. Dinosaurid crocodiles, which Anthracosuchus balrogus is one, are really interesting because these are animals that survived the KP boundary, which marks the extinction of the dinosaurs, as well as the extinction of marine reptiles on the planet. And most of the diversity of dinosaurid crocodiles is in the ocean. So at the time of the extinction of the dinosaurs, they were, you know, for the most part, marine reptiles. We think that one of the ways they might have been able to survive that extinction event is by moving up into these river systems in South America and then diversifying into things like Anthracosuchus. I'm Jonathan Block, and I'm curator of vertebrate paleontology at the Florida Museum of Natural History on the University of Florida campus.